Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Big sigh, right? We're going to be strong. We're going to be courageous. We're going to be victorious. In the Lord, we are. Absolutely. Hey, Frank, how's it going? Weekend's almost here. Oh, thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about, first part of the show, toxins and how you remove them. We got skeptics talking about you can't remove toxins. You don't need toxic removal. Your body does it. It's not a problem. Well, we're going to see. We're going to talk about that. And we got a lot of stuff. And guess what, Frank? Shocker. No quack report. I know. Isn't that a shocker? Oh, well. I couldn't find anything I wanted to include in the quacker today. So, hey, occasionally that happens, you know. Not often, but occasionally it does happen. So, hey, that's okay. We can spend more time in the devotional to the Lord. That's what we're going to do. So, Here we go. We're going to do the devotion to the Lord. Now, if we look in Isaiah 26, it says, "That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." If we go to Isaiah 32, it says, "And the work of the righteous shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and the assurance forever." Right? Yeah, so if you want peace, assurances, sound mind, meditate on the Lord's word, seek his face, stay close to him, because that's where life is. That's why the scriptures is called the living word. You know, remember Jesus says man does not live on bread, but out of every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Huh. Yeah, you want eternal life. That's what it's about. This is just a test phase here on planet Earth. What are you going to do in the body and be judged on that? See, so we're in test mode here. This is the test of our lives. And the user manual for the human body is the Bible. Yeah, so pick up the Bible, seek his face, ask him to help you understand it if you don't understand it, and he will say the sinner's prayer, make the Lord the savior of your life, and if you ask for a path of purpose, the Lord will give it to you, and you'll be in the service of the Lord, and it'll be such a wonderful journey, one you can't even imagine. And when you look back, when you're living in all eternity in the new Jerusalem, you're going to look back at that, and you're going to say, that was brilliance, God's brilliance in my life, because he gets all the credit every day, all the time. Yeah, so if you don't know the Lord, now's the time, because it grows short, because his invitation to join him in paradise has got an expiration date. So, mind the time, it grows short. Okay, so we don't have a quacker, so we don't have our little quack sound bites. Sorry, Frank. Take your finger off the buzzer. We're going to talk about toxins. By the way, heard from people this week that they hear me talk about you, but they don't hear your voice. They're so sad that you're shy. They are. They would love to hear you say howdy. Can you just say howdy? Not text me, but just say it. Is he going to say it? Should we have a parlay on if Frank's going to say howdy? Okay, Frank.
Howdy.
And mom. Okay. Well, all right, let's get into the topic. Thank you, Frank. Toxins and how you remove them. Hey, you know, this war between modern medicine and the original medicine, God's medicine, natural therapies, herbal medicines. Well, it's been ongoing for a while, you know, decades. And on one hand, science is skeptical about toxins, that they cause illness, and it says natural therapies don't work and they don't remove toxins. Yet medical science knows that some prescription medicines can be so toxic they can kill organs like the liver and kidneys. And medicine does not recognize medicinal herbs to be of any real health benefit, yet herbs were used by drug companies before synthetics to make prescription drugs. So if they had no benefit, why was that? So there is so much conflicting data on this in medical science that it can be quite confusing for common people to figure it all out. And people just kind of throw their hands up and say, whatever. You know, it's he said, she said, almost. Well, let's look at some of the concepts, because science uses many generic labels for diseases, which suggests science is really not sure about the condition. Now, here's an example. Let's say you get a diagnosis that you got a virus. Well, that's code for medicine is really not sure what you actually have. There are hundreds of thousands of viruses, and it's nearly impossible to know all of them and to test for them. So science also uses the term genetic to describe a condition. Medicine is really not quite sure how it developed. You know, it's a genetic condition thing, they say. So it's really not any surprise that when herbs help the body recover from illness, that medicine is skeptical if it did help and how it even helped. Here is a quote. This is from the book, The Great Detox Deception. This person who's very skeptical about your medicinal therapies helping your body get rid of toxicity. They say the basic premise of accumulation is correct, and many chemicals are fat soluble, which means that instead of being excreted in the urine, they are stored away in fatty tissue until they reach a toxicity point. Okay, so toxins do accumulate then in the human body. They go on to say, I think detox marketers capitalize on fear and ignorance. The human body is already an excellent remover of harmful substances, and it doesn't need the help of natural therapies, end of quote. Mm-hmm. Well, you got toxic buildup. What do you need? Toxic medicine for toxic buildup? Well, what some scientists really don't admit to is that when a body is exposed to enough toxicity, it suggests, it struggles to detox itself. Okay, well, you get to this point of accumulation where the body can't keep up. It's been trying to detox, but the toxicity overload is so, so bad that it's not keeping up. And here are some of the things that would expose you to accumulation overload, okay, of toxicity. Things we really shouldn't be doing. Alcohol, tobacco, street drugs, and mostly prescription drugs, if I think some drugs are good for stabilization if you're in a trauma situation, but I don't like drugs for life. They create a weakness in the human system. So prescription drugs is on the list. Vaccines, artificial infections, that's what I call them, and also environmental pollutants. Okay, so let's face it, we're not Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We got a lot of toxicity to deal with. Okay, stuff we breathe in, stuff we ingest in, and even the stuff we can't even see, like radiation. So these all take a toll on the human body, and it can weaken it. Now, over time, illness can manifest, and medical science may not connect the toxins to the disease. So it took decades for science to confirm that tobacco use increases the risk of cancer. Sometimes they just don't get it right, or they're slow at getting it. And society relies on the guidelines of science to help determine what's safe. Here's an example. The Environmental Protection Agency. I know, Frank, you're shaking your head over there. I know, not your favorite place. But the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, will list parts per billion, parts per million regarding toxins in, let's say, drinking water, soil, foods, radiation exposure, vaccines, and so forth. How about the amount of mercury in your tuna, right? So some professionals have challenged their safety protocols as being too toxic. In other words, their thresholds are not right. So perhaps it is statements like this that kind of have our current agencies undaunted at raising the bar on toxicity. Here's a quote from The Great Detox. It says, our metabolisms are highly efficient at dissolving concentrated harmful substances. And I've heard this from science over and over again, that our bodies can handle it. Just like the Fauci was saying, and some others are saying that, babies can handle 100 vaccines all at one time, no problem. And I'm like, I don't think so. No. I think misjudge the threshold, the toxicity accumulation, and people are getting sick. Now, there is a point now where the body is going to say, hey, no more. I can't do no more. And then the body struggles to keep up with the overload of the toxins, can't keep up with the – in other words, if you're you got some congestion in the system, whether it's the bowel area, the kidney area, any of these filtering areas – that are exit routes for toxins. If any of them are congested, then toxins aren't leaving in a timely manner. You don't have that free flow of toxicity going out of the system because, yes, the body is supposed to detox. It's supposed to help get rid of those things. But there are times when it's not doing it as efficiently as it should, and then things start to accumulate. So you got overloaded toxins. And if this weren't the case, hey, modern medicine would be out of business. So here's a simple example. Your tonsils. These are glands, and these glands manufacture the only antibody for polio. Now, back in the 40s and 50s, they didn't know that. Science didn't know that. And they considered the tonsils a worthless blob, just like your appendix. Now, your appendix gland is your immune system of the bowel. Okay? So, but they didn't know this at the time, so they started, you know, getting tonsillectomies all the time. And then you had this polio epidemic for these poor kids. See? So polio spreads through person-to-person contact from an infected person, usually through body fluids. Somebody coughs and you absorb them in or breathe them in. Now the tonsils are susceptible to getting clogged up, like any other gland would. And here's the thing. Cow's milk has enough bad bacteria in it that it produces conditions such as tonsillitis and strep. But medicine doesn't tell you that. So the organ will flare up when it has enough toxic substances infecting it. Yeah, that's what happens. And if you get enough toxins, like I personally know of a case where they had a house treated with termite chemicals back in 2000. And they had changed the termite chemicals. You know, of course, the EPA outlawed some things, and then you had to use new stuff. So the new stuff was out, and this person gets the house treated because they did have some termite damage, and all of a sudden, the kids are sick. The kids' glands are blowing up. Adenoids, tonsils. I mean, the size of golf balls. And if you read the chemical warnings on the pesticide used for those termites, it causes glandular disruption. So bad that the glands can't go back to normal size. Okay, so where's the EPA in all this? Where's science in all this? That your body's supposed to detox that? Well, there are thresholds to be observed, because we're all not the same, and we have different tolerances to substances. We do. Allergies is a prime example. Some people are allergic to chocolate, some to wheat and dairy products. Pets. I'm allergic to cats. Frank, you're the cat guy. I'm sorry about that. I can't. dogs are fine. I can deal with dogs, but cats I'm allergic to. You know, and you can go in and out of sensitivities to foods. You could be allergic to stuff as a kid and not as an adult, and vice versa. So allergies is a real good example. And so for science to offer one dose fits all, or that the parts per billion or million is standardized for everyone, really is not all that scientific, is it? We're all genetically slightly different. Now here's some studies. Because in the last few decades, you know, some studies have been done testing the effectiveness of our herbs and natural therapies. The early studies, they kind of left out some important information, such as the dose that they used and what part of the herbs were used and what form it was used in. Was it a liquid extract, a tablet, or a tea? A lot of that was kind of like not even included in the report. And I've read many of these studies, and in a majority of the conclusions, it was either inconclusive and the herbs were considered unbeneficial, or the results favored the herb and the herbal action and shocked the scientists. But in those cases, if science can't explain it, they state more research needs to be done. So they don't want to give credit to the herb. Too premature. Got to do more research. But then the research isn't done. See, they kind of just drop it. Now, a lot of people detox for certain reasons. Our bodies are very sophisticated. The immune system is very sophisticated. And there's mechanisms involved. They're designed to work in sort of a harmony for a normal function. Think of an orchestra all playing together. Sounds beautiful, right? But if you get one instrument out of balance, then it kind of sounds odd, right? Same thing with the function with how our bodies work, our metabolic areas. So we're just going to take a look at some areas that can suffer a lot of disruption, making your body produce, work harder, can even produce more toxins in some cases and hinder the removal of your toxicity, as well as an environmental toxin. So let's look at some of them. If we look at the biochemically area, we have hundreds of reactions. An example is our pH balance. Without pH balance, the exit route for toxins can become blocked. So it's real important not to be too acidic or alkaline. Okay, so watch what you're putting in the body. Foods, beverages can be one or the other, so you want to keep things as balanced as you can. You can get some of those saliva test strips, and you can test your saliva from time to time to see what you're doing. Usually a 6.5 to a 7 is what you want. It's kind of a balance between alkalinity and acidity. And I don't think you should swing that pendulum in either direction too far. Also, electricity. You know, our bodies need to balance the electricity we have, a current in our system. Our brain wouldn't function. Our heart wouldn't beat if we didn't have it. So you want to expose the electrical in other words, a lot of times, you know, when we were in herb school, we would go take our shoes off and wiggle our toes in the grass or go to the beach and wiggle them in the sand. You're kind of grounding a little bit of that electric current that runs through the system. You know, working in high rises, walking on concrete and wearing shoes all the time, not always so good, okay? So our bodies do release also some organic molecules, and these provide a lot of energy to our cells. But when toxins are present, there is an imbalance that occurs, making it extremely difficult for the body to function and maintain energy on a normal level, and even sometimes to maintain a normal body temperature. How many of you know people that, you know, don't have a 98.6 body temp? It's lower, right? You know? So then, you know, your emotions are really chemicals, okay, in the human body. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you got any emotional baggage, you do some things to help yourself with that. I think I mentioned the other night we mentioned that spa treatment they do over in Europe all the time. It's for addictions. Now, addictions are chemicals. And so you want to get those chemical addictions out of the system. So they would do a fast-track cold sheet treatment where you soak in a hot tub for 20 minutes, sweat, 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 sweat. And then when you get out, they wrap you in a sheet that's been soaking in ice water, and then you go to sleep, and then all these toxins come right out through the skin into the sheet and discolor the sheet. And but it also works with people with post-traumatic stress disorders because a lot of your emotions are chemicals. So you can kind of release a lot of that. And you want to know also good emotions like gladness, joy, happiness are also chemically based, as well as anger and grief and anxiety are chemically based. So you want to make sure you have the good stuff and not the bad stuff. So you can, I know a lot of people do emotional channeling. They exercise, which is also good for helping you with, stress, and things that are bothering you. But if you got a lot of chemical toxins building up in the metabolism, I think just talking about your problems may not be the release you're looking for. Now we talked about allergies. Allergies is on the list. You want to make sure that you have a, body that can metabolically deal with allergic reactions, inflammations, hormonal fluctuations all in a timely and good way, regular way, because there could be a chain reaction. The body can, you know, try to do certain things to protect you, and sometimes inflammation is one of them, right? But a lot of inflammation is bad, okay? Here's an example. If you get bronchitis, you'll get mucus, and the mucus will surround the invading pathogen in an attempt to keep it from spreading, and then it's your job to cough up the mucus and get it out of there. So your body does certain things like that. It may not feel like it's the right thing, but it is. Enzymes are also part of the balance. You want to make sure you have balanced enzymes. And if you get deficiency in enzymes, there's a reaction, and it can affect your entire system and how it efficiently works. When you do your detox functions, the human body actually can rebalance enzymes when you get a lot of toxins out. Hormones are in the mix as well. Our hormones are also affected, how we handle stress and how we function metabolically. Hormones affect circulation, electrolytes, your reproductive system, of course, sleeping. So hormones are a big deal as well. And the mitochondria of it all, your biosystem, you want to keep those in balance. Because if you get things out of balance, your bowel is a good example. You got over 400 floras in your biosystem bowel area. And if you get an overgrowth of, let's say, yeast, that's bad. Then you can't really digest a protein for fuel. So you want to keep the mitochondria biosystem working well and in a balance. So your digestion is really one of the most body's important organs, because without it, you're not going to live very long. So also spiritually, that's part of, you know, handling toxins well, having a good spiritual life and mood. The scripture says if you stay close to God, he'll bless you with a sound mind. Okay, so you won't be depressed and have anxiety and things. Anxiety is fear. So that's from the devil. So trust in the Lord. He'll look after you better than you could. Okay, so these are all things scripturally we're told to look to. We're to look to the Lord. He also encourages us to look to herbs as your medicinals for the service of man and healing of the nations. Of course, medicine doesn't want you to do that, but hey, we have a higher power. Higher power is telling us to do that. So I see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break, but we come back. We're going to look at some of the many health benefits when you do detoxing and helping the body stabilize and balance. Give it a little helping hand because it's tired. Okay, a lot of times it's tired. When we come back, more important health news. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Whole Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Back here on Earth Talk. Yeah, we got the power, right? It's called herbal power. God's power. That's what it is. Hey, we're going to be talking about some of the detox benefits here for just a little bit, because if you haven't done detoxing, if it's kind of new to you, it's one of the things that really changed my life. You know, when I was in herbal school, I was learning herbs because I thought it was like the best kept secret, because it really helped a family member of mine out of a tight spot. And I wanted to learn more and how to do that. So I'm in herbal school and I have this back pain. See, I've mentioned this before in the show and I couldn't shake this. And my professor said, you probably got a little bit of leaky gut going on. And I was just starting to learn about digestion and transit time and all these things. And he says, do a bowel cleanse and you'll probably feel better. I did. I did a bowel cleanse and the back pain went away and never came back. So I learned that if you have a sluggish colon, toxins can build up in the colon and leak through the colon itself and irritate the back muscles and the nerve endings in the muscle and the back muscle. And that's what was happening to me. So once I cleaned out the bowel and I cleaned up the diet and I stopped eating those foods that make the bowel real sluggish, I did much better. And I started being a little bit more observant to what foods my body didn't like. Okay, because you can be allergic to your diet and not know it. And an allergy to the body is a toxin. It doesn't like it. So you have all kinds of, manifestations. Let's say you're a kid, you got a milk allergy. You can manifest that in chronic ear infections and fluid not draining out of the ear. And then, of course, doctors want to put tubes in. You could have eczema, psoriasis. You could have dark circles under your eyes. And there's a lot of people that, don't photograph well because of that. But so your body's reacting to something. So if you think you've got foods that are making you feel ill, keep a food journal And usually if you have a reaction to something, you can look back within a day or two to see what you had. So if, let's say you think it's milk. Go off of all the cow's milk. You substitute with, you know, a nut milk or coconut milk or oat milk or something. And within 2 weeks, it takes 2 weeks for that cow's milk protein to leave the system. Okay. So after 2 weeks, you want to read your labels real carefully because there's hidden milk in a bunch of stuff. So you want to avoid read your labels. So 2 weeks later, you can introduce some milk back into the system. Okay. And you should have a reaction almost immediately if it's milk. Now, cheese is milk, but it's concentrated milk. It's one slice of cheese is 8 glasses of milk. And your yogurt and ice cream is a little bit more concentrated too. So people say, well, I don't drink milk. But you do have cheese and yogurt and things like that. Creamer in your coffee, maybe. So think about milk, what it's in. And get rid of it if it's the culprit, and you'll feel so much better. See, what I found out in herb school is I'm allergic to milk. Now, as a kid, I was allergic to chocolate. You know, I had to give all my chocolate to my brother, you know, which is a bummer. But, and my mom wouldn't let me have chocolate, and she's real careful about that. And I couldn't figure out why it was chocolate. Well, there's milk in chocolate. And I'm allergic to milk. So that's why. I'm allergic to anything that there's milk in it. So I have to be really even be careful with sorbet. Some sorbets have milk in it. I like the coconut ice cream, by the way. You can get used to anything and not even miss milk. Now, if I had a scoop of ice cream right now, I feel like I would be gagging on mucus. So food allergies are toxins to the body is what I'm trying to help you to see. And the body doesn't like it. It stresses the body. So we can spend days talking about the physical benefits the body will have when you get rid of an overload of toxins. But here's just a few of the major areas you can expect to improve when you do toxin removal. Your digestion can improve. You can get rid of urinary tract infections, sinus infections. Like when I was a milk consumer, I would have my annual sore throat or sinus infection. And once I got rid of the milk, I don't have that anymore. You can improve blood pressure. You can improve memory and mental clarity, concentration. You can improve the immune system function. Also hormonal balances and more emotional stability. Energy levels can improve. And also if you have chronic illnesses, they could be resolved. Like I would have, you know, the upper head issues if I had dairy products. You know, and I didn't even think about it, you know. As a young mom, we'd have ice cream in the house. I'd make pudding, you know. And so once we shifted gears and got rid of that, we got rid of a lot of problems, me and the children. Additional benefits, when the burden of your toxins is removed, the recovery time on subsequent illnesses could be shortened, okay? And you can also have a lower risk of serious illnesses like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So when I learned how the body reacts to what I put into it, I learned how to get over the flu in 2 days. Not 5, not 7, not 10, but 2 days. So if you do your cleanses and you use your immune support herbs, the body is able to rebound faster on illnesses like that. Well, what cleanses will do? So when you go about your organ cleanses, you're going to accomplish a lot of things. For instance, you're going to be able to rest the organs when you cleanse them. You're going to also stimulate toxic processes. In other words, you're going to flush toxins out. You're going to improve your elimination channels. The flow and free flow of toxicity is better. You're going to improve circulation, cognitive function. Your metabolic stress will be improved. And you will help to supercharge your system with more nutrition. Here's an example. Fasting is a mini cleanse. That's right. So when you eat food, the body has to use a lot of energy to digest the solid food. Okay. So fasting was a way of resting the organs, right? And it was a detox. So all the energy that the body would use to digest food could go to other things. Can, you know, go to your immune system, go to other areas that needed energy. So, if you do fasting, you know, start with, you know, small fasting, like a day. I wouldn't jump into a week's worth of fasting if you've never done it. Start with a week, a day, and then you can do maybe a weekend, and then you work your way up if you want to do a week's worth of fasting. But it can be taxing. I mean, obviously, if you've got a very physical occupation, you might not want to do that. You know, you may not be able to do that. So when you do cleanses and the list of benefits we just went over, you know, no prescription drugs can do that. Nope. So what can cleanses remove? That's one question I get a lot. Well, depending on the type and quality of your cleanse products you're using, the action can offer the removal of synthetic chemicals, which most of your prescription drugs are synthetics now. How about your drug residues, heavy metals? And you got a lot of heavy metals if you've been using vaccines. Okay, there's heavy metals in there. Heavy metals in dental fillings. So there's heavy metals. Radioactive particles. There's radioactive, you get x-rays? Yeah. How about food additives, agricultural chemicals, environmental pollutants, various accumulative acids that tend to settle in joints, like, you know, well, the acids you get from red meats and things, uric acids, and they really inflame joints, can help with inflammation, as well as it's also been known to help with things like cancer, parasites, and have an excess fat. Okay? So, and you have to have a balance in the system of healthy fat to get rid of unhealthy fat. Okay? So maybe here's some things you want to look for and what to avoid. Real important to research your cleanse products carefully. You want to consider the therapies that have a track record of success. These therapies will have been used for more than, let's say, 50 years. And you want to use caution with any product that promotes a total body cleanse in one fell swoop, because cleansing is taxing to the system. So you want to just cleanse one area at a time, and preferably in a way that assists the normal evacuation of toxins. So there's a method to how the body detoxes itself, and you want to work with it, not against it. You don't want to overwhelm it. So detoxing all the filtering systems at one time is really not recommended, and the risk of toxins not leaving fast enough when you do that, they may be reabsorbed, and then you feel worse. Other toxins, so the debate, if we are, let's say, exposed to more toxins than we think we are exposed to, discussions on things like radiation toxicity from modern technology, heavy metal toxicity from vaccines and chemtrails and all that stuff. So if chemtrails offer a release of nanoparticles, arsenic, aluminum, mercury, this is kind of a cocktail of toxins that are threatening to the human body. So I like to use herbs that supercharge the system with a lot of minerals and other nutritional elements that help purge metals and other heavy toxins out of the system. So we use at Apothecary Herbs the formulas that John Christopher formulated. If you don't know who Dr. John Christopher is, he's one of the herbalists that kind of helped resurrect herbal medicine in this nation. And he had a clinic for 60 years. And then when he retired, he opened the School of Natural Healing to pass on his knowledge. Now, he gleaned knowledge from Europe, Canada, Native American Indians, because a lot of the natural healing knowledge had been squelched by 1940. There was a systematic elimination of the natural healing schools, and by 1940, all you had was AMA schools. So You want something that has a track record of use. You don't pass on what doesn't work. And so we use Dr. John Christopher's formulations with the toxin removal regimen. So cleansing in the proper order is going to be real important to work with your system. We always start with the bowel, urinary tract, kidney, bladder, then liver, gallbladder, and usually blood system is last. Now, there are exceptions. Let's say somebody has a prostate issue and they're in discomfort. So, yes, you can do the prostate cleanse, but before you move on to the more advanced cleanses, you want to back up and do that bowel cleanse. And then you can move on to the other ones. So there are little exceptions there. So if you're interested in gentle yet effective cleanses that help purge the toxins that burden the system, and you want to do it as safely as you can, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their first chapter in their book and the table of contents, their catalog, you'll see the cleanses in order and how you do them. They're on the website too. And if you have questions, just email them or give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to look online. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And you can see the bowel cleanse, the prostate cleanse, the kidney bladder cleanse. They have cleansing teas. If you want to start slow, you can use some of the teas. They have kits with tea and tinctures together, because a lot of times when you do tea and tincture, you get more of a deeper, comprehensive cleanse. But usually you end with the blood cleanse. Basically, that should be the last cleanse. So thepowerherbs.com if you want to learn about cleansing, detoxing. With the experience of the master herbalist, Dr. John Christopher, at the base of everything, that's a good place to start. It really is. So the power herbs. All right, we got a few minutes. I thought we'd kind of talk a little bit about cataracts, because I've gotten so many calls about cataracts lately, and we've talked about them before. And there's big money in cataract surgery, okay? The thing is, we've got a situation now where the laws have changed a little bit, and this is Congress had changed some laws regarding your eye doctors and your eye surgeons and how they can operate. So what our Congress had done is they allow your optometrists, which are not your ophthalmologists, they're not surgeons, to take care of the post-op visits. There's like four or five of them after you have, let's say, cataract surgery. And unfortunately, they're not as skilled as the doctor at catching infections of the eye after surgery. And unfortunately, vision can be risked. So I tell people, if you're going to do cataract surgery, you want the surgeon to do the follow-up visits. Now, there is a pattern now within the optometrist area where your eye doctors, your optometrists will push people earlier and earlier and earlier to go get cataract surgery because they have some sort of agreement with the surgeon they're referring you to that they'll get the follow-up visits, which nets them about $2,000. So it's called a co-management arrangement. And there's big money in it. This is a kickback scheme that started in 1989. It was regulated by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Inspector General. And it kind of exploits and violates antitrust laws. A lot of people feel that's what it does. Here's a couple of quotes. This is the Sunshine State News. They say, critics state the co-management agreement has degenerated into free splitting, which is illegal according to the established federal Stark laws, as well as the Florida state's regulating patient self-brokering laws. They go on to say the Stark laws prevent a physician from referring a Medicare or Medicaid patient to another professional if a financial arrangement exists between the two professional parties. So this is fee splitting. They say it's unethical and illegal. This is also Dr. Salvador DeCanto. He's also a Florida optometrist. He says the problem is that optometrists often cannot treat surgical complications because they are not doctors. Co-management in Florida is a rampant and free fee-splitting scheme, and it's not disclosed to the patients. And what's worse, is I personally know of a couple of occurrences where the optometrist will intentionally sabotage the prescription of the patient that he's referring to the surgeon in an attempt to convince the patient when they get their glasses that they better get over to the surgeon because their vision they can't see. And of course, the doctor will say, there's just so much I can do with your prescription because of your cataracts. Right? Hey, here's a solution. You want to go to an optometrist that doesn't refer you to surgeons or doesn't have the fee split capability. And you know, I have found it's the optometrist center at the Walmart. They don't do that. And it's a cheap visit to get an exam. It's like $100, right? So you're saving $50 at least going to Walmart to get an eye exam. But they're not going to sabotage your vision prescription because they don't do the fee splitting thing. Okay? So you want to protect yourself because I'm not saying all optometrists do that, but some do. Here is Brad Oren, MD. He's an ophthalmologist. He's a surgeon. He said, after 8 years of practice, I was approached by an optometrist about co-management, and he talked about 20% for surgical fee for him to take over the post-surgical care. And I realized that this scheme is not in the best interest of the patient. No, it's not. Here's Dr. Richard, this is David Richardson. He says, in rural areas, seniors are traded around like commodities, and ophthalmologists in countryside can't survive unless they go along with this split fee system. I filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission against co-management, and it violated the antitrust laws. The FTC disagreed with me. And that was the co-management made good business sense. They did not want to hear that this leads to overdiagnosis for cataract surgery and selling it to people earlier than they should. End of quote. Absolutely. It's despicable. It makes me mad. It really makes me mad. So what Dr. Richardson learned is if patients get the surgery before they should, it is most likely they are getting it done on private insurance and out of pocket instead of paid by the government, Medicare or Medicaid. So your government-run healthcare is never in the best interest of the patient either. And there is currently no law that states the co-management practice must be disclosed. The states and federal government are not tracking this practice at all. So all you have to do is, let's say you go and you get your eye exam and your eye doctor is saying, well, your cataracts are quite advanced. Now, by the way, cataracts have four levels, medical definition of levels, 1 to 4, 4 being the most mature cataract where you probably shouldn't be driving and they want to send you to the surgeon. Okay. So if you've got a level 2 cataract, they're sending people for surgery with level 2 cataracts. These are people that can still effectively drive safely, see the road, read street signs, not a problem. Okay? So you have to realize that. So let's say your doctor says you got cataracts, it's time to start thinking about the surgery. Ask him or her, what level cataract is this, doc? And they should be able to tell you, because they're supposed to know this stuff. Okay, so then they refer you to the surgeon. They give you the little brochure from the surgical center, blah, blah, blah. And they say, oh, we can make an appointment for you. Uh-huh. Well, when you leave, go home. A couple of days later, call your eye doctor back and talk to the receptionist and just ask, does Dr. So-and-so take care of the post-surgery visits after cataract surgery? And you'll hear either yes or no. Okay? And before you get that prescription filled, bounce on over to Walmart, get a vision check, and see if the prescriptions match. Because it's only $100. If you get your glasses, which are going to be over $300, they may not even benefit you at all because they could have been, the prescription could have been sabotaged to convince you you need to go get a surgery done. I hate to say this, but this is the times in which we live in. So here is Dr. David Richardson. He said, some optometry medical groups are refusing to refer patients to eye surgeons unless a kickback is provided by the surgeon. I've seen some optometrists make patients drive out of their way to see a surgeon just because they pay a better co-management fee. Think about that. So do your homework, especially if you're thinking about cataract surgery. I would say last resort on that. Personally, that's just my opinion. Because there's obviously strong incentives here in the mix. And you may not need to have surgery. It may be too premature for you to have it. And by the way, all surgery offers risks. Investigate, because cataract surgery is not maintenance free. People think it's a one-time thing. Not always. The artificial lens can get a cataract. If they can't get rid of it, well, then they have to redo the surgery. So they don't tell you all these things because they don't want to tell you all these things. So if you're interested in some natural solutions to things like this, check out thepowerherbs.com. They do have a cataract macular degeneration eye kit. They have the herbal eye wash for things like dry eye. So they've got some solutions for these everyday problems if you want to check them out. Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Well, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. God's medicine. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Oh, and by the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, I think, just started their Christmas sale. I think it's 30% off. Details online, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Yeah, check out your herbal options, and also check out all information on any therapies or procedures recommended to you before you do them. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.